A Superior Court judge has found Anchorage's municipal ordinance against illegal campsites violates the campers' rights to due process under the Constitution and Alaska law. Judge Mark Rindner's summary judgment in favor of the American Civil Liberties Union, Alaska, means the city will have to rely on existing laws, coming up with a new compromise procedure, or take its case to a higher court. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Judge Mark Rindner issued his nearly 30-page decision late Tuesday afternoon. ACLU Alaska Executive Director Jeffrey Mittman says the judge examined the municipality's law on a number of points. That included the nature of the homeless themselves, who often suffer from mental illness as well as chronic substance and chemical abuse.
The court recognized that these individuals need special protections. We shouldn't put them at a disadvantage and deny them access to the courts and deny them the opportunity to maintain their property and be able to vindicate their rights.
The municipality's ordinance, the city's third attempt to find a constitutionally acceptable law, called for at least a 5 days delay between posting an illegal campsite and property seizure, with an appeal process possibly lengthening the procedure. However, any property seized could be destroyed in 2 days following no appeal or an unsuccessful hearing attempt. Mittman said the timing and the destruction was crucial to the judge's decision.
The court, in looking at the seizure, noted that courts all around the country have wrestled with this issue and found, for instance, that if you want to immediately clear a homeless person's camp, you have to protect their property, take it into storage. What the ordinance the municipality of Anchorage wrote does is they throw everything out and destroy it. So if they're a mistake, it'd be too late. The individual's tent, their clothing, their papers, their personal belongings would all be gone, and there's nothing they could do to get them back. And that's what troubled the court.
In an afternoon press conference, Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler responded to the decision by saying the goal of the city was simply to clean up the camps, keep people safe, and make the public spaces available to everyone.
So we wanted to figure out what was the minimum required to meet the constitutional concerns and not build a process that was so lengthy and so time-consuming and so costly that it was prohibitive for us to be able to go out and clean as many of these camps as possible. So far, this particular judge has ruled that we have not yet met the standard as he sees it, so we've got to review what we've done to date, review the decision, and discuss amongst all the policymakers here, and especially with the mayor, about what to do next.
The two main options Wheeler cited were appealing to the Alaska Supreme Court or creating a new ordinance. Wheeler did not say on what grounds he thought the Supreme Court might overturn Judge Lindner's finding. Mittman said before the passage of the current law, the ACLU and then Assemblymember Dan Coffey had worked out a compromise ordinance, but it was never brought before the Assembly by the administration. Wheeler said that could change.
One of the options is to look at what the ACLU has proposed in the past and see whether that is a route that we would be interested in taking, and if that were the case, we'd obviously have a conversation with them.
Because of an injunction based on the possibility of the ordinance being unconstitutional, it has never been enforced. Mayor Dan Sullivan and Wheeler say the result is an increased number of illegal camps and campers, although the city still has the legal tools to investigate crimes and make arrests. Mittman says the ACLU supports those actions and even cited them in its suit. Nor, he adds, does the ACLU dispute the municipality's goal to remove illegal campers from city property. Mittman says it just wants to make certain the city observes the constitutional rights of the campers. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.